here with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The embattled leaders of the Wisconsin agencies that run elections and enforce ethics laws are the focus of an expected vote tomorrow in the state Senate. Sean Johnson is here to discuss it. He is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, remind us how we got to this point with the state Senate scheduled to vote on the confirmation of the heads of the Ethics and Elections Commissions.
It's a long journey there, I guess, and I think it probably begins with the Government Accountability Board, an agency that no longer exists. And I guess the frustration that a lot of Republicans have shown over the years with the Government Accountability Board has now spilled over to these two new commissions that replaced it, the Ethics Commission and the Elections Commissions. The leaders of those commissions worked for the GAB. And because of that, and because of the GAB's role in a now closed investigation of Governor Scott Walker's campaign, these leaders could lose their jobs in a Senate confirmation vote scheduled for tomorrow.
We've been hearing vibes of that these commissions need a reset. How has each leader responded to this situation?
So the leaders are Brian Bell, the administrator of the Ethics Commission, and Mike Haas, the administrator of the Elections Commission. And essentially what they've done is point to their support from their commissions, you know, their boards. The Ethics and Elections Commissions are different than the GAB that replaced it in terms of their model. The GAB was designed as a nonpartisan board. It had former judges sitting on the board. It was not supposed to have any kind of a party affiliation to it. The Ethics and Elections Commissions were by design set up with three Republican members and three Democratic members each. And so in the case of Bell and Haas, the administrators of those commissions, they enjoy the unanimous support of both of those commissions. So they have this they are nonpartisan administrators supported by unanimous votes from these bipartisan boards. And so that's the point that they've made over and over again. You have heard them, though, kind of split in terms of how they described their experience with the Government Accountability Board, since that's where a lot of this GOP anger is directed.
Will they have a chance to speak in front of the Senate body before the vote?
No, they won't. There's typically, if somebody is up for a confirmation vote before the Senate, they get a confirmation hearing in a committee, a public hearing where they have a chance to describe their qualifications. The members of the public can weigh in either for or against them. And that's not happening in the cases of Brian Bell and Mike Haas. There was no hearing. It's just going straight to the Senate floor for a vote. So they've been forced to kind of make their cases in the public through, a lot of media appearances in the case of Mike Haas. In the case of Brian Bell, maybe fewer media appearances, but he has held some press conferences. He's distributed a lot of materials to senators and to the press about why he thinks he should remain in there. And Brian Bell also took an unusual step of calling for an investigation of himself that he said would clear his name, essentially asking his own commission to look into whether or not there's any evidence of him being partisan, his argument being there is none, so let's get this out of the way.
What's been the response from GOP leaders on this?
You haven't heard much, really. I mean, Senator Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has been the driving force behind this. I mean, as Senate Majority Leader, that is his role. You haven't heard much, and you haven't heard that there's been any change of heart when it comes to these two. I mean, you have to remember that there are some Republican lawmakers who, just because Bell and Haas worked for the Government Accountability Board, whatever they say now is probably not going to change their minds. I remember Senator Steve Noss in a statement calling on these two to resign after the Attorney General released the results of an investigation of this John Doe investigation of the governor. Noss released a statement saying they should resign and nobody from the former GAB should ever be trusted in these new agencies.
Yeah, how is Attorney General Brad Schimel's investigation and his report, very long report that he released, impacting what is happening here in the Senate on Tuesday.
I think essentially what Schimmel's report did was resurface all of these feelings toward the GAB. And what he was looking into were Brad Schimmel were leaks in the government in the John Doe investigation of Governor Scott Walker's campaign, because a John Doe is supposed to be secret, but all of these documents connected to the case were leaked to The Guardian and published. And so the public got to see, you know, quite a few details of that case that they were building in secret against the governor's campaign. And, you know, it showed details of how the governor's campaign was interacting with these third party groups that can receive unlimited donations and keep their donors secret. So Schimmel's report comes out and he doesn't charge anyone. In fact, he doesn't recommend disciplinary proceedings against Haas or Bell, but he's very critical of their agencies for the way that they maintained records connected to that John Doe. Those were all supposed to be, they were supposed to get rid of them basically under court order. And Schimmel is critical of them in that report for not doing a better job of keeping track of those records. A response from, you know, Bell in particular has been, our records were a mess at the offices that we both share now. We gave them all the documents we had as we found them.
We're with Sean Johnson. He is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. We're in unpacking the embattled leaders of the Wisconsin agencies that run elections and enforce ethics laws. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you think the state legislature should reject leadership for the Ethics Commission and Elections Commission, or should lawmakers approve these positions? What do you think of the work done by the heads of these commissions? Does the move at the state capitol make sense to you? Do you think this is a purely political move, or do you see deeper reasons for the decision? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Sean Johnson, where do Senate Democrats stand in all of this?
At least in the statements you've heard, they support Bell and Haas. There have been none of them that have come out and said that they ought to go and any kind of public statements. And, you know, they weren't opposed to the way that the Government Accountability Board handled itself in that John Doe investigation of Governor Scott Walker's campaign. When the Government Accountability Board was eliminated, partially in response to its role in that investigation, Democrats came out and supported that board, which, you know, going back in another decade or so, that board was a bipartisan creation. So it kind of changed to something that was supported solely by Democrats there toward the end, but it was initially a bipartisan creation.
You noted earlier that Haas has taken to Twitter to list reasons he thinks senators should support him, ranging from his oversight of recount elections to the way he handles angry protesters at the agency. He also said, quote, "It's not a good time to have a distraction at the agency when we are trying to conduct more elections this year." The 2018 midterm elections on lots of people's mind. Is there something to be said about that?
That's been the other big point that he's made, I'd say, recurring point in this is, number one, I'm supported by a bipartisan board, so I must be doing something right. Bipartisanship lives in Wisconsin. They back me. Maybe the Senate should, too. And then number two, I have a pretty important position here in 2018 election year at a time when American elections are under attack from Russians. And Mike Haas is making the point that is not the time that you want to switch. A lot of what these administrators do is pretty boring stuff, you know, subjectively speaking. It's very specialized knowledge that they acquire over time. And so it's not necessarily the kind of job that you could immediately plug somebody into and expect them to, you know, have the kind of background that Haas would have after roughly 8 years working with elections in Wisconsin.
Let's go to Kurt now in Chippewa Falls. Hi, Kurt.
Good morning. I'm wondering, do the Fitzgerald and Haas and Haas and those guys, are they at all aware of the fact that they are complicit in these cover-ups and that they are adding to the increasing cynicism and distrust, and they're discrediting themselves as far as transparency and honesty in our elections and in the whole government?
Kurt, thanks for the call. What about transparency in government with the confirmations in flux?
I'm trying to think of how to address that. I mean, it's just like kind of the public's trust in government, and in this case, the government being the Senate voting against these confirmations. Republican senators are making the case that, yeah, we're on the public side because we're getting rid of these members of the former GAB. But you do have, you know, the administrators and their boards have been the ones who've been more public in all of this. They've said, here's my record at the GAB. Here's been my record at the elections or ethics commissions. Please give me a hearing. They've been kind of more on the open, transparent side as this has gone forward.
Sean, as we wrap up, what happens if their confirmations are rejected? Who steps into the roles?
If the Senate rejects their confirmations, there are kind of two schools of thought there. One is that the Senate has the final say on jobs like these, and it would be up to these commissions to find somebody else. They'd have to fill that vacancy. So those bipartisan commissions would have to fill these jobs. The other school of thought by some critics of the Senate's action here is that it's not the Senate's job to weigh in on stuff like this, that if these administrators have the support of their commissions, that's all they need. And so that sets up a potential legal fight, a potential lawsuit by people who support Bell and Haas if the Senate were to step in and say they have to go.
Thank you so much, Sean.
You're welcome.
Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. You can follow him on Twitter at SJohnsonWPR. Earlier, we talked with State Capitol reporter Laurel White and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, rounded out the hour. This edition of the State Capitol Report was produced by Keely Boltina, Brianne Shasso, and Niaja Ellison. Michelle Johnson is executive producer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and the State Capitol Report, it comes to you on the Ideas Network.